9 to 8 on The Breakfast Club. Thanks for your company so far. Stick around, plenty more still to come. If you're a Magpie fan, you'll be keen to see what Darcy Cameron can do for you and your team in 2020. In the black and white, he's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Darcy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Nice to have you in Melbourne town. How are you coping with the best city in the world?
Coping all right. I've been here since last Wednesday, so just trying to wrap my head around it all first and get used to it soon.
And you've had a bit of time to absorb the trade and the fact you're no longer a Sydney player, now a Collingwood player. But does it only get real when you get to that first session yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. It was a long 4 weeks. You sort of sit on it waiting. You really just want to get it done. And yesterday was finally the day. And it was pretty surreal there.
You've had a couple of those moments, the first day at a new club in the last couple of years, one at Sydney and now one at the Magpies. Which was more anxious? Which one were you more anxious in?
Oh, I was a bit younger back when I was in Sydney, and I was a bit more nervous meeting the boys than I was. But also, walking in by myself yesterday, I was feeling a little bit nervous. I managed to get in during the week, and that sort of took the edge off a little bit. So neither weren't too bad, but probably the Sydney one.
So, Dusty, what happened last year? Injuries derailed a little bit of the season?
Started off pretty poorly with a PCL injury, and then sort of just the domino effect from there with a calf, some back problems, and the two quad tears that I had. So hopefully just I'm over that hurdle now and I can get a full year in.
Were you, not surprised, but when Collingwood came knocking, what was your initial reaction?
Oh yeah, I was a little bit surprised at first because of the strength they had in the ruck role, but the interest stayed throughout the whole year. I'm not sure how long they were interested in before that, but they kept they were very persistent, and then I obviously met up with them, and the role they had for me was suitable to what I liked, and surprised.
So why Collingwood under those circumstances? The fact that there's Brody Grundy there, there's also Mason Cox there. The idea of just you early in your career, that the development that Collingwood would offer more so than the opportunity. What were the reasons around the Magpies?
Stepping into a new role, I think, and being able to learn off Brody Grundy is a big opportunity, but also playing that role where I can sit back down forward and also have the ability to pinch hit for Brody when he's in the ruck. It really appealed to me because I've done that a lot of my career, and I actually enjoy that role a lot.
What about the idea of playing in a club like Collingwood? Obviously from Sydney, Sydney's a big club, but it's also a non-AFL city as such. To come down here, it's a big thing for you to come to terms with, I guess.
Yeah, I can already notice the differences. To be able to play for the biggest club in the AFL is an unreal feeling. And also being in a AFL city is quite different. People know a lot more that's going on around the town, where in Sydney you can, it's all rugby.
We have a lot of Magpie fans listening to this radio station and this show in particular, Darcy. What are you going to bring for them in 2020? Give yourself a bit of a sell.
I can only hope that I can take a couple of big clunks down forward and help out with the goal kicking this year.
Have you done much? Have you been more of a ruck or a forward in your junior days? Obviously, being 204, I'm thinking more ruck. But how much forward line craft have you gained over the last couple of years?
Quite a bit. I've played actually probably about half and half throughout my life. I played a lot of forward growing up, and then I played a couple of years in the ruck, and then a couple of years at Claremont down forward. So it's pretty much been split up. I would say 50-50.
50-50, right. Huh? Well, that's good news for the Magpies. And North Albany. Tell us a bit about North Albany. We have one of our listeners lives in Albany.
Yeah, that's true.
Texts us a lot. Rev from Albany. Not sure if you know him. But what's life like in North Albany?
Yeah, it's good. They know how to breed an AFL player down there. They've got a few now. I think they had a hot streak of 6 in 6 years.
Who are they?
So, and Tark and Lockie came from that club as well. So it was nice to catch up with him the other day.
Nice. Well, you'll be seeing plenty of him around the traps in the black and white. And, of course, the Magpie fans will be keen to see you out there on the weekends doing your thing, mate. We wish you the best of luck. Nice to have you in Melbourne town. Look forward to seeing how you go at the Magpies in 2020.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it, Cole. Cheers.
Good.